ABC Radio Australia.
It was a funny story, actually. First time we've been, you know, how postal is imposing and he criticized him, Richard Gall. Even by the world, by looking at the postman in operation, maybe not criticized, but maybe questioning the Vicky Blon. I don't know, I've been coming to the top seven, looks at the appropriate authorities and Sakaina. You know, he's a worldwide star, so I'm coming to the Sakaina Muslim. All authorities need to serve the MVC to come and tell you. When it's an film blame by impacting coming to the country, especially in terms of tourism and Sakaina image, baby. So that was the first time we did the land. So all I know about this is just that I didn't know that I was going to meet him until the balloons. So anyway, I don't know about balloons there. I met him, I saw him and the crew outside the airport, I was a bit confused. Because what I heard was, he was going to be there for a little while because of film blemmer. Okay. And then they were up to speak water, but one of them stopped long by time. There was something he confused them. So I saw them at the airport. There was a little action, but chattering on the one and again, I go back in. Okay, I understand. No, but next minute, I was the last one to get on the plane. Balloons losing me, meeting at 255.
Can I get a picture with you? And then Antonio was like, can I? You know, like how, you know, like the flatage is waiting. Let me think, yeah, please find what the last minute and the voice just come like, I was expecting him to be like really, really tall.
Now, did the time you saw a you saw a long M2 or you know, saw a guest?
Who doesn't know Zac Efron? I mean, we talking about him. I love his movie, how his character was a very watch thing, you know, but he was so goofy, like that kind of thing. Yeah, so we got I took a selfie, but it was a bit blurry because Mariam rushed to go down, so I didn't want to upload it. And then, I just posted that people have hugged and get ready. Zac Efron is in town, okay, no second. And then when I commented, somebody commented, they were blasting me. You took the truth and you see photo of Zac Efron. Or did you get a picture with him? And I'm like, yeah. And my kid got one, so I had to upload it on the comment section. And then, you know what? All my friends went and stole the picture because I didn't upload it. I think four or five of my friends who've been married to Sam and Sarah Rockwell, they go and steal the picture and they're going to upload it. Taking me, okay, I forget my height, so okay, but we got it, like, you know, all those, you know. Because I was hiding that because the picture was blurry, I didn't want to put it out. Yeah, but yeah, that's that. Then me, whatever.
Now you talk, let's start the tourism, this land. What about the Islam money? Go, awesome, speak, na Vietnam, stop, again, and good play, country.
Yeah, that's the thing, you know, questioning. I mean, yeah, well. On a positive note, if you look like that, that's an international, a Hollywood star, a celebrity visiting Papua New Guinea. And the outcome blame, the visit blame, yes, definitely. I'm about giving a positive image, maybe. But the film he'll be making, we don't even know what the film is about and what the content of the film, the plot of the film will be. Is it going to be bringing a positive outcome blame image to Papua New Guinea or no, God? You think it? Because Papua New Guinea is one of the most unstatest country listed in the worldwide. That's no secret. So for a celebrity to come here, a well-known celebrity to come here and work in a film about, I just had it. Me and Harry Romantis, and the film is called something to do with killing Zac Efron or something, a reality show. And that's a really, really bad image on us. Because if it's talking about something that negative about killing and second, definitely it's going to talk about how unsafe and risky Papua New Guinea is. Definitely, guys, on the big negative impact on you in terms of tourism.
So you think also government can write long several content for this show before long only publishing?
Yes, definitely. I mean, it's gonna really, really impact our image. So the government needs to set in only the several or something. Definitely. I mean, I would have done the story myself. I would have written up a story and find out a list. But you know, you calling me is a really good thing because, I mean, not a lot of media houses in terms of Papua New Guinea, they didn't even get it. I don't even know why. And this is supposed to be the top story. Everybody's supposed to be, you know, why is he visiting? What is his reason to choose Papua New Guinea as the one in the reality show? Even sorry, one of the reasons I'm coming behind on this, but it's not because of our Christian virgin jungle, whatnot. No, I don't think that is. I mean, maybe that is, but what I know is that he's here because Papua New Guinea is, you know, one of the unsafest countries, one of the riskiest countries in the world. So then, yes, definitely government or the appropriate authorities need to travel or content the film land or maybe, you know, what they're doing to release the film before it goes out. Because we have the right to know. It will either give a positive image to us, Papua New Guinea, or the wider community in terms of image.